back with the Rod and Fez Show, getting ready to wrap up the fastest hour in radio. Freddie, did you catch any of the CBS at 75?
No, I did not have a gun to my head, so I didn't watch it.
I watched this, you know, because I like to see the old stars. I like to see the old stars get their recognition.
Well, I like to see anybody who throws a party to say how great their company's been.
And this thing was so bad and so uncomfortable. They had the Duke boys, Bo and Luke Duke, come out and sing CBS theme songs.
I never know what to say. You know what always makes me mad about that? If you want to look back, you would think, oh, 75 years, maybe we'll learn something about, you know, the history of television. And they act like whatever show is on that moment is every bit as good as the Beverly Hillbillies or any of the classic shows. It's always annoying.
Yeah, when they do the clips of shows, they go through history and everything has to end with Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right. It's a marketing thing. It's more marketing than it is a real look back at television.
And they actually showed a clip of that Gleason TV biopic with the brother from Raymond.
Yeah.
And he gets a big round of applause. Like, that's now a part of classic television broadcast history.
And instead of saying, hey, look what we've done. We've taken one of the classics and we've bastardized it.
Yeah, and it was that Patricia Heaton from that same Raymond show.
Yeah.
I don't know where this woman gets off, why she thinks she's so important. There's all these old stars there. Andy Griffith is there. Mary Tyler Moore is there. You know, people that are up in years at this point. She comes out and says, a few years ago when I was in college at Ohio State University, like, I'm thinking, who do you think you are? Are you supposed to be a teenager here? Yeah. Who are you kidding?
Donna and Mike have had heat with her for years. There is something about her that she's just above it all.
She really, yeah, I mean, she walked out on the American Music Awards a year ago, too, because she's above it all.
I don't understand why television does that kind of stuff to themselves. It always comes out embarrassing.
They brought up the Smothers Brothers to do a bit about how they got fired back in 69 or whenever it was. It made no sense. It was really uncomfortable.
Someone should just say, you guys were funny in 69 because there wasn't a lot of comedy then. And move on from there.
The two funniest, this was really bad, but the two funniest people were Harvey Korman and Tim Conway sitting up in the balcony.
Always pros, always fun. Are you sure that wasn't the Muppet Old Men?
That's what it seemed like. I don't know if that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
But Tim Conway, I thought he had line of the night. We won't be back for the 100th.
That's very funny. See, those guys are pros. They're funny guys. I've always liked them.
So it was just a really bad, embarrassing night all over again.
Well, it's something to be proud of for the company.
Now, at the box office this weekend, Scary Movie 3, number one, second week in a row, bringing in another $21.1 million. Brother Bear, the cartoon from Disney, brings in $18.5 million.
And that one did not open on Friday night. That only opens Saturday and Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, they said that Halloween is such a big night to do anything but movies. Halloween and Christmas Eve are the two nights people go, no, I don't go to movies. So they said we're just bringing it out on Saturday and Sunday.
All right, so that lost the day in its big opening weekend. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, number three. Radio, number four, bringing another $10 million. Runaway
Jury. I can't believe people go to see Radio.
It makes no sense to me whatsoever. And Runaway Jury at number five. Matrix starts this Wednesday.
Wednesday. I'm excited. I'm going to go out and buy the other Matrix and try to watch it twice so I can figure that out like it was a bad Survivor episode.
Now, does this kick off the holiday movie season, Matrix?
I thought the...
Or do you have to wait for Thanksgiving?
I always thought it was Thanksgiving, but, you know, they do everything earlier all the time.
That's it for the Ron and Fez Show. Some happy birthdays before we go. Roseanne Barr is 51. Kathy Kinney, who plays Mimi on The Drew Carey Show, she's 50. And also today, America somehow ran out of birthday cakes.
We'll see you guys at 8 tonight. Coming up next, Bill O'Reilly, the Mighty Mighty Dynamite Show, Redskins Radio, and then Ron and Fez are back at 8.